I'm Nathan with Subaculture.com. I'm here with Darren and Billy from Curb Dog. How's it going, boys?
It's going great. Great.
Very good. Very, very, very happy to be here.
Great. You've only recently, only just arrived, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. After about 8 hours of traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's British traffic for you.
Yeah. No, it wasn't good. The RAC service centre, is it?
Yeah.
It's always been a nightmare. Always. So, you know, 15 years ago it was a nightmare. And I think they build a road.
Yeah. How are you enjoying the 2000 Trees vibe so far?
It's brilliant. It's very well run. It's lots of nice, easy going atmosphere going on here. Yeah. So and lots of nice girlies hanging around as well.
Yeah, too, right? Yeah. That's what you want at a festival.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll say, since your reformation a few years previous, you have stuck to a one-off performances such as like 2000 Trees.
Hi, darling.
Sorry, this
how
is
are you?
Oh, that's cool.
Just arrived.
Oh, the rest of the band have just shown up.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
This
is how, sir?
How are you
doing? This is not bad.
Yeah, it looks like you're reading poetry.
Oh, of course. That's what the Welsh do best.
Indeed, the Cotswolds. Yeah.
Well, since your reformation a few years previous, you've stuck to one-off performances such as like 2000 Trees and your soon-to-be show with the Stendhal Festival of Art.
Yeah.
Is there a reason you haven't considered like a more live stream tour?
There's about 8,000 reasons. Mm. 9 children, jobs, lives, commitments, geographical reasons. You know,
he lives in Dubai.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I live in the Middle East. He lives in Dublin. He lives in Kilkenny.
Yeah, it's very hard to get together. Mm.
Yeah,
but, you know, if people are willing to pay us £1 million a gig, then, you know, we get the energy to do it.
Yeah.
And thankfully, that's what we do.
Another million this
year. A million a gig, and, you know, that's no problem.
Yeah,
so. Well,
or thereabouts.
Speaking of Stendhal, it was coined Ireland's best small festival. It's recently been announced you'll be sharing the stage with Donovan.
Donovan?
Yes, and Keela, yeah. And a couple of other legends.
Donovan, yeah. Donovan, the Mellow Yellow Man. Are you serious?
I looked at
that. I love how you've just found this out from me.
That's news to me, yeah. I haven't done the research on this, so that's a surprise. Yeah, it's good news.
It's a very eclectic.
Good news.
Now that you've just found that out, how's your feeling?
I feel good, I feel vibed, and I wish it was happening tomorrow. I know, I'm looking forward to it, really, though, because... We rarely got to play up that end of the world anyway, so it's nice to kind of play up in Derry, I guess. And regardless of who's playing, it's just good fun to play. It's, you know, because we never really did Derry before. Once, I think, many, many years ago. So, yeah, it'll be cool.
That's cool. With your last album release was your live LP Congregation. Mm. Any new material on the horizon?
Well, never say never, but there's not a huge amount of stuff.
We have riffs. Have bits and pieces that we need to gel together, provided we can get time to get together.
We just email all
different
bits
continents,
to each other, and then that's it. Yeah, and
we approve each other's tracks.
Yeah. That
makes
sense.
That's what people do.
A long time ago, maybe 6 months ago, we were going to try and when this festival was announced, we were going to try and maybe conjure up something tomorrow in Evesham with Dave. But again, you know, we're gone at 8 a.m. and. It's just impossible.
It's very hard to do, but you know,
the want is there, the will is there, but the logistics are just
again, if someone has £1 million,
we'll
make the time somewhere.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
I can guarantee you boys I'll be meeting up with that lad before you do. I've been asking these two questions all day, so bear with me.
Yeah.
Your most recent album that you've bought, what would you say?
My most recent album was the new album by Drench.
Okay.
Drench. Yep.
Okay.
Good bunch of English boys from the north of England, I think.
I've been pretty bad, but the last album I bought was probably London Grammar's debut album.
Okay.
So that's it, and that's a while ago. It's been a year and a half ago. So yeah, that's me.
Black Sabbath is pretty good as well. Yeah. And Mastodon.
Well, that's it all day. We've literally been getting Spotify and free. Stuff
that.
Coming in.
Honestly, we don't do it.
We don't buy albums anymore.
No.
We like to put money back into the system and stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
We like to give back.
Yeah. What we never
we haven't
got.
Given enough already.
Yeah. You
know? We haven't given half our lives and our hearts and souls and, you know, just give a bit more. We'll just keep it going. Keep the buzz going.
Yeah.
And the last question I got: what would be the best piece of advice you would say you've ever been given?
I
love catching people.
It's a bit of advice that we were never given, really, was to to work hard and, you know,
practice.
Work hard, practice, and you know, don't spend all your time in your rehearsal space drinking tea and talking bollocks. Don't do that.
Sounds about right.
Because
it's not very productive.
Yeah.
The first bit of advice I was ever given was the first kind of official engagement, which was an Irish kind of a Mercury Awards called IMRO, and I was seated beside Paul Brady, and he just said, you guys sound great, but there's such a slim chance of it happening. Just enjoy the journey, because it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it resonated with me, and I always kept that kind of healthy cynicism.
And enjoy the journey.
Lack
of
expectation.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, it did me. Oh,
that's
it did
pretty
good.
That's nice and philosophical too.
That's a nice, healthy one. I like that. Fair play, boys. Thank you for talking to me today, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ned.